Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
That number again, 718-506-1944, wherever you're listening, anywhere in the world. We're broadcasting live from our secret underground broadcast bunker in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the belly of the beast for today's topic, and that is wasteful government spending. And it is no exaggeration, ladies and gentlemen, that I can throw a pebble from the front porch of my home and hit a half dozen government contractors. There is enormous waste in government right here in our backyard, all over the country and all over the world. Lots of folks are talking about it on both sides of the aisle. And one guy, and of all places, Hollywood, California, decided to do something about it and was rewarded handsomely. The gentleman is Justin Folk. He's released an animated cartoon called The Spending is Nuts, and you can find it online at spendingisnuts.com. It's only 4 minutes long, but this thing is going viral. It's everywhere. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Burke. I just want to let you know I'm in my own little bunker out here in Los Angeles, California. Myself.
You've got your head down away from all the Hollywood nutcases out there, so to speak.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
How does a guy who's involved in Hollywood and the movie-making business, albeit behind the scenes as you are, get this sort of worldview about government spending? What inspired you to come up with this cute little cartoon with these furry little squirrels and their nuts? Because I would have to assume from everything I've heard and read that you are very much in a whole different political environment out there.
It is a different political environment. It's very dogmatic. Basically, most people toe the line out here as far as liberalism and there's just not a whole lot of conservatives, and the conservatives that are here usually keep their mouths shut. So those of us that have a little bit different worldview, it's just not very commonplace for us to, talk about the issues for fear of repercussion. We usually kind of just keep it to ourselves. So it's nice to actually get out and get our messages out there.
We're talking with Justin Folk. He's behind the internet video sensation that's going viral all over the world. The Spending is Nuts, and you can check it out at spendingisnuts.com. It's on YouTube and showing up in the most unlikely of places. And I think maybe, Justin, that's because this video is it's a short movie that really breaks down a very complicated issue, or at least one that here in Washington they try to make sound complicated so that everyone can understand it. But I'd like to get your perspective. What is it about this film that is touching people so much that it's generating this excitement and interest?
Well, you mentioned complicated issue, and actually it really isn't too complicated of an issue. The basic notion is simple, which is, you can't spend more than you take in, which I know most people adhere to every day with their own personal finances. But somehow in our country, we've gotten to a point where the government feels it's okay to borrow and spend and borrow and spend until we are in a place where, our options are few and bad things happen. So that's kind of the underlying premise of the film, which is, it's about a group of squirrels. It's an allegory. The group of squirrels usually good about saving their nuts and being frugal and saving for the future. They get themselves into trouble by spending more nuts and making promises that they can't keep. And they see, a situation very similar to what we see right now here with our government.
Do you see this, Justin, and you were very upfront, even though you are in Hollywood, you very much label yourself as a conservative, which could be dangerous, but do you really see this as a political thing, or is it just a doggone common sense thing that you can't spend more than you make?
It's a common sense thing. It really is. And the video itself is very nonpartisan. The contest, which was put on by the Powerline blog and sponsored by the Freedom Club, one of the things they asked for when they put the contest on was for pieces to dramatize the debt crisis that would be mostly nonpartisan. They didn't want political hack pieces, but they wanted to deal with a very important issue and not let people get turned away because it's overly partisan. And so my film isn't partisan at all. It's about, you know, it's obviously an allegory, but it's about just about a group of squirrels that spend too many nuts and get themselves into trouble. And so this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. People can point fingers. And actually, you can probably point fingers easily at both parties, but really it's about an American thing. It's an American thing, and it's about our debt, and it's about our future as a country. So, yeah, it's not really obviously it'll have to be dealt with in a political fashion, and people need to have the courage to deal with it politically because it's now a political problem. But really the issue is common sense. We can't spend more than we take in as a country over a long period of time.
You know, I was struck as I watched this short film, and I think it's maybe four and a half minutes, and because of the cartoon characters and the nuts that I may actually show this to my little boy, my six-year-old, because I believe that financial education needs to start very young with kids, and this would be a way that he would understand it. And yet, if a six-year-old can pick it up, then why can't it be figured out in Congress?
Absolutely, yeah. And in fact, when I was making it, just a little insight into my thinking when I was making. I had my little boy in mind. I have an 11-month-old boy, and I just was thinking about him most of the time that I was working on this, thinking, you know, at least I'll be able to show this to him so he understands. But, yeah, the concepts are simple. I think the terminology is a little bit grown up when it comes to things like insolvency and entitlements and things like that. But really with just the simple visuals of the cute squirrels, I think a lot of young people can understand the message and, you know, have it take hold.
Justin Folk, our guest today, he's behind this viral video sensation called The Spending is Nuts. You can see it online at spendingisnuts.com, and also check it out on YouTube. When we come back, we'll talk about this contest that Justin mentioned that netted him a huge prize for sticking his neck out in Hollywood, letting everybody know exactly how he feels about the spending in Washington. That's right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thanks for listening worldwide to The Burke Allen Show. Our number is 718-506-1944. If you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area, that is a free call. And we're talking about free spending in Washington with the filmmaker behind the viral video sensation, The Spending is Nuts. Justin Folk is our guest today. And you can check out this four-and-a-half-minute cartoon movie at spendingisnuts.com. Now, you talked about the inspiration behind building this thing, but on the back end, you were rewarded very nicely by a couple of blogs with a $100,000 prize. How does that make you feel?
Well, how do you think it makes me feel?
I think you're buying lunch for the rest of the year, the decade.
Yeah, pretty much. I think all my friends are going to try to hold me to that. But yeah, it's actually, I mean, obviously it's the reason that I got into the contest was it had such a great prize, and I think they're very, very smart in putting the contest on. Again, it was done by Powerline Blog, sponsored by the Freedom Club, and I think they knew that if they put a sizable prize out there, that they would get a lot of good entries, and they did. They got a ton of entries, and a lot of them are really good, and so they were able to make it a investment and get a lot in return, and I just happened to be the lucky one to pull down the top prize.
Hollywood filmmaker Justin Folk is our guest. The video is at spendingisnuts.com, and I guess video probably not the best word for it. It's a short movie, and you come from the movie world. Did you ever feel like, as a guy who has conservative principles in Hollywood, that you got the stink eye when you were on a movie set with lots of folks on the left? Was that ever an issue for you?
Well, you actually, I try to keep that to a minimal just by keeping my mouth shut, especially, you know, kind of when you get started, there's not really a place for you to talk about these things if you have any sort of political view other than the far left. And so when you're starting out, you don't want to cause, trouble for yourself by opening your big mouth. And so for the most part, you just don't discuss the issues. You hear people talking about it, and a lot of these people are in an environment where they're never going to be challenged on their views, so they feel free to kind of say whatever they want. And the whole time you want to, say something, especially if they're just flat out misrepresenting the facts. But, I just, when you're in that point in your career, you just got to be quiet, and you got to just keep trudging along. And then at some point you'll see the opportunity to talk about this stuff. But it's a reality out here. It's just there's more and more people that are becoming, I think, more and more bold about their political views. But, for the most part, most of the people out here just toe the line of liberalism.
And, Justin, obviously now the cat's out of the bag for you. You've won this fantastic prize. This video is everywhere. This movie's just, circling the globe on the net, and conservative websites are picking it up, and Tea Party websites are interested. You're being interviewed on television and radio about it. So now you will be known as a conservative, or at least a fiscally conservative guy in Hollywood. Does that frighten you in terms of your job prospects?
Not much anymore, because to a certain degree, I've walked away from some of the big studio projects to seek out my own career, making my own content. And so my goal is to basically kind of do my own thing from here on out. And so now that I'm at this point, and using things like the Spending is Nuts to show my work, I feel like I can use that to kind of continue doing this type of thing. And so I'm not going to go around asking for work from the studios and things like that. I'm going to keep making my own content and developing my own stuff. Now, whether or not I run into trouble down the line, we'll see. But at the same time, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Justin Folk, our guest, the movie we're talking about, The Spending is Nuts, is available online at spendingisnuts.com and on YouTube. Be sure to check it out, especially if you're concerned about this government waste and government spending. Rick Perry entered the race for president. Michelle Bachmann won the Ames, Iowa straw poll. Both folks who very much are hardliners when it comes to government spending, without endorsing a candidate per se. What are your thoughts on the Republican field and folks like Perry and Bachmann in particular?
Well, I'm excited that Perry got in. I think a lot of people have been waiting for him to get in, and I'm excited that he finally did jump in. I always liked Tim Pawlenty, but he, of course, bowed out because he just didn't get enough going for himself. But Perry definitely fills the void there and makes, I think, the race a little bit more exciting. And we'll see. I think there's probably going to be maybe a couple more surprises down the road here, people jumping in last minute. I just read a news blurb about Paul Ryan possibly being interested to jump in, but I don't think it can hurt. Having these guys, I think Perry has a great record in Texas for job creation, and of course it's so funny. You know, the moment this guy announces, the news media and the blogosphere just lights up with criticism about the guy, and from everything from people attacking his record, which I think stands on its own, to trying to misrepresent who he is. But no, I think it's great that he's in the race, and it's going to be an exciting time for the race for this this nomination to challenge Obama.
One final question for you: if a candidate or a political action committee, whether it be on the local, the state, or even the national level, for president, said, this guy, this Justin Folk, and this movie, and this creativity that he shows with the spinning his nuts, they see this movie at spinninghisnuts.com. If they were to approach you and say, listen, would you bring your talents to us for assistance with our campaign? Is that something you would consider, or is that so far outside the realm of what you do in Hollywood that no way you wouldn't be interested?
No, it is, absolutely. In fact, that's something I would strongly consider. It's something that I actually am looking forward to. I feel that the conservative, Republicans and conservatives in general have in the past not done a great job with their messaging. I think a lot of the artists have supplemented the left with good content and good messaging, and they've kind of won that emotional argument through good art and production value. And I feel it's time for people on the right that have talent to stand up and support these candidates and support these beliefs that I feel will get our country moving in the right direction as far as getting our debt under control, creating prosperity, these sorts of things.
Fair enough. So if a candidate or a campaign manager or a political action committee person is listening now, the best way to get in touch with you would be at spinninghisnuts.com?
Yeah, spinninghisnuts.com is a good place to find my contact information. You can also go to my website, which is justinfolk.com. And I welcome the idea of talking to anybody about this sort of thing. I think it's going to be an exciting season, and I think it's time for some really standout media professionals to come to the plate here and fight for these principles.
Well, congratulations on your big win. That's fantastic. And more than that, congratulations on this video that is just shooting across the internet, and people are taking a look at your filmmaking ability and the creativity in there. So congrats on spinning his nuts. You don't have to be a politician or a political action committee to appreciate it and take away from the message.
Thank you so much, Burke. I appreciate it.
You bet. Justin Folk, our guest today. Check out his short film, Spending is Nuts, online at spendinghisnuts.com. Justin Folk joining us live from Hollywood, California, and he's the winner of the Powerline Blog $100,000 prize for that short film. Once again, it's spendinghisnuts.com. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. Now, go out and make it a great day.